share that with you all. And I appreciate the opportunity to do it, because it's not the only reason why we should study if we have an opportunity like that, but it motivates. It motivates me to study, so that when I come here, I have something for y'all, if that's what I have to do that day. Today we'll be talking about sacrifice. And we talked about, or Justin read, Luke chapter 14, verse 27. If you'd like to, we can turn there, and you could read that with me. But in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, it says, let's back up to verse 26. It says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And we see this figure of speech when it talks about, if you're not willing to hate, if you're not willing to give up, if you're not willing to sacrifice, if you're not willing to do that, then you're not willing to be my disciple. And then in verse 27 he says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So, this idea of the cross, what does it symbolize? The cross symbolizes sacrifice, especially for us Christians. That's what the symbol of the cross symbolizes for Christianity. It symbolizes the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. And when we see this scripture in verse 27 where it says to carry our cross daily, it means to be ready to make that sacrifice every day. It means to follow after Christ, to do whatever it takes. And this, when you do a sermon, or when you try to present an idea about a subject, usually we all look up the definition of the word. So if we were to do one on love, we would look up the definition of love, and so on. But I looked up the definition of sacrifice, and I'll read the definition, and the definition for this is the noun, and the verb means to offer up this. So the verb sacrifice defined would be when one gives up, or when one acts in a way to slaughter an animal, a person, or surrendering a possession as an offering to God or to a divine or supernatural figure. And I tried to find a different definition that did not have only something to deal with the offering up of a physical thing. And it was really concerning to me that I could not find a definition of sacrifice that only dealt with when one takes something physical and either kills it, destroys it, or gives it up. That's the only definition that I could find of sacrifice, when one deals with something physical. And it's very concerning to me that was the only secular definition that I could find, because that's only presents a partial understanding of what sacrifice is. It dealt with religious offering as only material objects. And this worries me because our ability to make appropriate sacrifices in our life is the difference between paradise and hell. Our understanding and our ability to make the proper sacrifice is the difference between life and death. We need to know what sacrifice is. When we look at history, civilizations killed to their idols or committed acts of ritual. They considered it sacrifice. So in a secular sense, it's always been there. This issue is within our ability to make the accurate sacrifices and to maintain the grit or determination to stay committed to the belief that what we are giving up will make a difference. It's knowing what sacrifices to make, obviously for the right reason, and being able to maintain those things, being able to maintain those sacrifices with the belief and the hope, knowing that what you're giving up will make a difference. Because the things that we give up does make a difference. Some examples. We talked about civilizations in the world. They offered up things to their idols, or in a ritual sense. Well, the world really talks about this idea of sacrifice today. And what they're saying is true to an extent, but it's in their intention. It's in what they desire the most, what they're sacrificing the most to get. I would like to give some examples of not necessarily evil things, but the idea of sacrifice that extends past just physical things. It's like a good example of someone who's doing it correctly in a secular sense would be when one goes to college and they get their degree. What did they have to sacrifice to get there? Money, time, so that they can gain education and ability. A bad example would be if someone saw the value of education and ability, and they decided to strive for that, but they weren't willing to sacrifice what it took to get there. So they started, and in their first, second, third, fourth, in whatever semester, they dropped out. And what they started in the beginning became vain. Do you understand? There is sacrifices which need to be made in this world. Another example, starting a project. I'm going to build me a shop. I started the floor, and it's laying on the other side of the yard. It's not a shop. I've seen the benefits of having a shed, of having free space in the house. Didn't get around to it, though. Was I willing to pay the price? It's like going into a brake change and only changing one of the brakes on one wheel and saying, I'm not worried about the other side. Doesn't make sense. And you see, we're not here to address those secular things. I'm not here to motivate us to make a difference in our life with things that don't matter for eternity. We're here so that we can understand those things which last for eternity. So, some of us already are here. We're in Luke chapter 14, and we'll read from verses 27 through 28. It says, And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intend to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? We see the value in God's Word. We know that great thing which is to come to pass? Have we considered the cost? Do we know the proper sacrifice? Are we willing to endure our cross every day with a hope, knowing that that daily carrying of the cross will make a difference? Verse 29 says, "Least happily after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace." You see, good things in a spiritual sense come at a cost. It comes at us giving something up. And that's the difference between a proper sacrifice and not sacrificing the correct things. Deciding to become a child of God and living faithful is a good example. But deciding to become a child of God and not considering the cost and falling away is one who did not make the proper sacrifices. Falling away for any reason is never appropriate. Today I would like to discuss a few points on this subject. Proper sacrifice, sacrifice of time, and the value of sacrifice. I would like to begin with proper sacrifice. The sacrifice we are concentrating on today will be concerning the spiritually affecting. If you don't mind, turn with me to Romans chapter 12, and we'll start in verse 1. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 1. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We are to be a living sacrifice. And part of this living sacrifice is not being conformed or being transformed by the world with every action that you take. There is an opposite, an equal reaction. I'm sure we've heard that before in math class or science class. But if you decide to live a spiritual life, what are you giving up? You're giving up worldliness. But if you decide to live a worldly lifestyle and you're trying to be transformed by the world, what are you giving up? You're giving up eternal salvation. You're giving up spirituality. You're giving up walking in the light. You see, for whatever decision that we make, knowingly or unknowingly, we are sacrificing something. And our ability to make proper sacrifice lies within our knowledge on what we should be sacrificing. See, when someone goes to college, they know what they can get from it. They know that they can get education and ability. And they know that that could lead to a job. But if they never make the sacrifice or the proper sacrifices to achieve that goal, then they're never going to achieve that goal. So you can say, if you have something that you want to do in life, to truly find out if you can do it or not, you need to identify if you're willing or able to make those sacrifices. Because if you can see what someone gave up to get there, you can get there if you're willing to give up the same thing. Proper sacrifice is essential. We must be willing to give up the world. Being spiritual equals denying the world's influence. And these two added together equals proving that good and perfect will of God. I would like to give some examples. If you go over to Ephesians, I'd like to give some spiritual examples. If you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 22, it says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness, in true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking, every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be you angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And give not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. When you read verses 22 through 32, he is saying, do this and give this up. Give this up so that you can do this. Out of the same mouth which proceedeth blessings, proceedeth cursings. These things ought not be so. That's another scripture talking about corrupt communication. Some examples in this. In verse 23 it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Which means that you have to be willing to give up those things which may not be pleasing to God that are in your mind. And that you put on the new man after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You must be willing to give up those things the old man desired. Wherefore, putting away lying. So this is talking about what you must be willing to give up. The understanding of spiritualness, though. We're giving up things that have no value for things that have all value. We're worthless in a state of unrighteousness. We were purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ when we were wicked. We are giving up sinful things so that we may have spiritual things. We are giving up sinful growth so that we can grow spiritually. When you're making proper spiritual sacrifice, you're giving up things that do not matter for things that have the ultimate value here on earth. The improper sacrifice that we make at times is we give up things that have ultimate value for things that have absolutely no worth. When we do not choose to be spiritual, we're choosing to be sinful. And when you make that decision, you're sacrificing the most valuable and precious and the most valuable thing that exists. You're sacrificing the most valuable thing for something that's completely worthless. Not all sacrifice is considered giving up something that's valuable. No, when a Christian sacrifices, he gives up things that should be put away. It is our reasonable service to give these things up. Putting away lying means telling the truth. Putting away corrupt communication means putting away bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Wanting to love means that you are going to sacrifice this anger. It says, be you kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Forgiving as we should means that we're letting go of anger. We're letting go of the resentment. What does it mean to forgive? It means to not necessarily to forget about what happened, but it means to let those things which bothered you go. To give them up. Overcoming self does not only mean putting away sin. Our sacrifice isn't only in these actions, but it also means being able to be ready for tribulation. When we experience tribulation, we should be operating in the likeness of Christ when the storm hits. When you're making the proper sacrifices in life, and tribulation comes about, we should be ready. Cause and effect. If you're making the proper sacrifices, and it comes to pass that you need to be a character that needs to endure a storm, if you've been doing what you should have been doing, when the storm hits, you'll be equipped. You'll have on the armor of God. You'll have on the shield of faith. You'll have the sword of the Spirit. You will be prepared for the storm. Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 23. In Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 23, it says, "And he said unto them, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged, if he gain the whole world, and lose himself or be cast away? For whatsoever, or whosoever, shall be ashamed of me, and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. When he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels." We are to carry out, or we are to carry our cross daily. Carrying that cross daily. We talked about what that represents. It represents the willingness to sacrifice oneself daily. We need to be willing. We need to consider what it takes. And if we see and understand what it takes, we need to live in fullness to die to oneself every day. Verse 24 talks about proper sacrifice. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it. When you are willing to sacrifice all that you are, what do you get? You have hope in eternal life. The interesting thing about those who are willing to sacrifice their life for Christ, they have something to live for. But individuals who sacrifice their time and opportunity and ability and all that they are for themselves, they lose their life and they gain nothing. Ecclesiastes says, "For the whole matter of man I found is this, to fear God and keep His commandments." And there is such wisdom in that. Because when we live our life giving our opportunity and our ability and our time to serve God, there is value that we can have in the end. That's what this scripture is speaking of. Improper sacrifice is found in verse 25. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? We can sacrifice our time. And we can have good ability on earth. We could be the best speaker, the best salesman, the best anything, everything. You can be the alpha male of alpha males, or the alpha female of alpha females. You can have a company that makes millions of dollars a year. You can own property that's unlike any other man, and you can work your entire life giving up everything for that goal. And you can gain the entire world. You can gain the whole world. But what does verse 25 say? What does verse 25 say that end is? It says, for what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? What you sacrifice makes you. One who gave up God to obtain the whole world, and we see the result. He is to be cast away. Verse 26 says, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. See, verse 25, it talks about one who sacrificed to obtain material things. So we understand that we must be able to sacrifice material things so that we can abide in the perfect will of God. But see, verse 26, it goes beyond just the physical. He talks about one who is ashamed. One who, if you are ashamed of Christ, you're not willing to sacrifice persecution. You're not willing to be persecuted for Christ's sake. Verse 26, it speaks of one who is not willing to suffer persecution for the cross. And this is the sacrificing the Son of God. And when you sacrifice your pride and you sacrifice yourself, you're willing to be persecuted. You're willing to have these tribulations. You're willing to endure the cross every day. And the effect of this is everlasting life. We need to understand what we must sacrifice. And there are many examples in the Word of God, but for the sake of time, we'll continue. The sacrifice of time. We know that we should be sacrificing things in this world. Things that are sensual. Acts. But we also must be willing to sacrifice time. If you don't mind, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be you not unwise, but understanding, that the will, whereby be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Time is our opportunity to act on what we know we should do. Time is our opportunity to do what we know we should do. If you have time, and James 4:17 says, for him that knoweth to do it and doeth it not is sin. If you know what is right, if it's in your heart, and there is time, time is the opportunity to do what is right. And myself included, everyone that is sitting in here, we've been in the position in which we seen time and we seen something that needed to be done. And for whatever reason, we didn't make the sacrifice. And of course, this is speaking within the correct balance. An example, we're sacrificing our time right now. We all set aside time. We all sacrifice time so that we can come together and be edified. So that we can strengthen each other. So that we can be the knife which is sharpened and the tool which sharpens. We sacrificed our time so that we can be here. And this is something that we should desire to do. And if we have time, or if we know that we should be doing something, what are we doing? What are we doing with our time? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 16, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." We must be willing to understand that day by day, we need to be sacrificing time so that we can have the renewing of our mind. If you're not willing to set apart, if you want to be spiritually strong, you don't just see the goal and desire to be there. If you want to be renewed the way that we are, if you want to grow the way that you perceive in the Word of God growth is, you need to look at what it takes. And the Word of God shows us what it takes. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," we need to be willing to let our outward man perish. And this is obviously talking about over time, we're growing in age, and it continues to say, "Yet the inward man is renewed day by day." How can one be spiritually strong? By being renewed day by day. You need to be setting apart the time to do that. It says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." So these things that happen to us, they are for just a moment, but they work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. When you make the commitment and you start becoming a creature of habit, making these things happen every day, they produce an everlasting consequence. We all earn the right to enjoy the fruits of our labor. But are we making the correct sacrifice of time in our lives to have that goal come to pass? We're still engaged in sacrifice no matter what we do. If you're not doing what you know is right, if you have in your heart, if you know in your heart what you should do, and you have the time to do it, and you choose not to do it, that's what you're sacrificing. You're sacrificing the opportunity to do good. You're sacrificing the opportunity to bear fruit for God. To know what is right and do it not is sin. Sin means to hit the mark. Sin means to transgress the law. When you sin, you're sacrificing glory for God. When you're not sacrificing appropriately, you're missing out on all of those spiritual things. Verse 16 talks about the renewal of the day by day. It does not mean make sacrifice one time for one day to experience not fainting. He talks about not fainting right here in verse 16. He says, "For which cause we faint not." If you want to be an individual who is willing to not faint, you need to be willing to set apart these things and let them happen day by day. We need to be willing to make this happen. We must be able to use our time so that we can be what we need to be for God. And this leads me to my last point, the value of our sacrifice. The value of sacrifice. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that so shall he also reap. If a man soweth to his flesh, he reapeth corruption. But if he soweth to the Spirit, he reapeth everlasting life." There we go. Excuse me, that was Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So what we reap, we sow. What we do, we get out of that what we do. Verse 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption. When one is sowing to his flesh, he is reaping corruption. When one is sowing to his flesh, he is reaping the opportunity, he is sacrificing the opportunity to do good. So you're trading, what does verse 8 say? It says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. When we are sacrificing spiritual things, we are not sowing everlasting life. And if you are willing to sacrifice everlasting life, if you are sacrificing everlasting life, what are you reaping? Corruption. Vanity. Turmoil. The fruit of the Spirit, which is joy and peace, love, long-suffering. All of those things that actually have value. You're giving those things up for the temporal. When sacrificing to God, we are offering up something that has value and something that cannot be held within the hand. We sacrifice our lives for God because of our faith in Him. And He cannot be, and this cannot be held. Or is it to be understood of in a way which is concrete? What we do for God when we act or when we do these things, they are, Matthew chapter 13 says, you shall know them by their fruit. But see, this fruit isn't something that's held in the hand all the time. We don't need to grow weary in our well-doing. We reap what we sow. Let us reap the everlasting life Christ died to give us. And to conclude, if you don't mind, please turn with me to John chapter 12. In John chapter 12, starting in verse 24, we'll read verses 24 through 26. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If a man serve me, him will my Father honor. In this life, we are presented with truth. We can sacrifice our life for ourselves, or we can live for God. Understanding the proper sacrifices, doing them, and doing them at the right time, will always produce value. Let us serve Christ and God. Let us make the proper sacrifice at the proper time, and we will reap what we sow. If we have any here who has missed the mark, if you are living in sin, if you are walking in darkness, if you are denying the truth of God, you are missing out in joy. You are missing out in peace. You do not have to. You can have peace which surpasseth understanding. You can have a hope in an eternal heaven. Don't give that up anymore. Don't make that sacrifice. Live for God. And if there is any who understands that their actions has consequence, and they understand that they need to make that commitment for God so that they can live for Him, if there is any and in this condition, please come now as we stand and sing the song which has been selected.